Well, good morning.
早上好。
Today we will be in Romans 8, verses 31 through 34.
今天的经文是罗马书第8章31到34节。
If you have your Bibles, please open up there.
请打开你手里的圣经，翻到罗马书第8章。
And let us pay careful attention as this is read, for this is God's own word.
这是今天上帝对我们说的话。 罗马书第8章第31节， 既是这样，还有什么说的呢？ 神若帮助我们， 谁能抵挡我们呢？ 神既不爱惜自己的儿子， 为我们众人舍了， 岂不也把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗？ 谁能控告我们？ 神所拣选的人呢？ 有神称他们为义了， 谁能定他们的罪呢？ 有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。这是上帝今天对我们说的话，愿上帝在他的话语里赐福给我们。Well,
before we get into our passage today, I want to give us an illustration from the Old Testament, from 2 Kings 6.
在我们今天进入经文之前， 我想先给大家讲一个旧约圣经的故事。这个故事在列王记第6章。During
this time, Elisha was a prophet in Israel, and there was a struggle between the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Aram.
那个时候呢，以利沙是做以色列的先知，以色列王正在与亚兰王打仗。The
king of Aram was upset with Israel because Elisha kept telling the king of Israel exactly what the king of Aram's troops were going to do.
亚兰王很生气，他为什么生气呢？因为以利沙呢，他总是未卜先知，把亚兰王的军事计划事先透露给以色列王。Wherever
the king of Aram's army moved, Elisha would inform the king of Israel not to go near that place.
亚兰军队不管到哪里，以利沙都会告诉以色列王不要靠近那个地方。The
king of Aram finds out that Elisha is the one who's been telling the king of Israel about all of his plans, for God had been revealing it to him, and the king of Aram decides to send his whole army to surround the city that Elisha and his attendant are in.
后来亚兰王发现以利沙泄露他的军事机密，所以呢，以利沙因为以利沙有神的同在，亚兰王就派他的整个大军去包围了以利沙和他仆人所住的这个城市。In
the morning, Elisha's attendant looks around and sees this huge army before them, and he says to Elijah, "What are we going to do?"
这天早上起来， 以利沙的仆人从城上观看，看见车马军兵围困了城，仆人就对以利沙说：“哀哉，我的主啊，我们怎样行才好呢？”
However, Elisha's response is, "Do not be afraid. Those who are with us are greater than those who are with them."
然而以利沙却说：“不要害怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”
And he prays to the Lord and asks him to open the eyes of his attendant.
然后他就祷告说：“耶和华呀，求你开这少年人的眼，使他能看见。”The
Lord opens the eyes of his attendant, and he looks around and sees these myriads upon myriads of the Lord's hosts.
于是耶和华开了他的眼睛，他就看见满山
These flaming chariots, these flaming horses, this army ready to defend Elisha and his attendant from the king of Aram's army.
这满山的火车火马护卫着以利沙和他的仆人，不受亚兰人的伤害。
The reason I bring up this passage today is because it gets at the very theme of our passage in Romans 8:31 through 34, namely that if God is for us, there is no one who can be successful against us.
我之所以 先提到这个故事，这个旧约的故事，是因为它和我们今天的经文第八章罗马书第八章31-34的这经文呢，所呈现的是同样一个主题，一个场景，这就是神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们。
And so Paul is going to be showing that this is the case through three main points in our passage today.
保罗在今天这段经文里告诉我们三个要点。
These three points are God's power to protect us, God's justification to acquit us, and God's Son to intercede for us.
这三点是上帝的大能护卫我们，上帝称我们为义，开示我们，和上帝的儿子为我们祈求，为我们说情。
Again, those three points are God's power to protect us, His justification to acquit us, and His Son to intercede for us.
是这三点呢，就是上帝保护我们，上帝开示我们，称我们为义，和上帝的儿子为我们祈求。
Let's start with God's power to protect us in verses 31-32.
我们从31-32开始，这是说上帝的大能护卫我们。
At the start of verse 31, Paul says, What then shall we say to these things?
在31节开头，保罗就反问，说既是这样，还有什么说的呢？
Therefore, before we get into the rest of verse 31 and verses 32-34, we must understand what things Paul is responding to in this passage.
所以呢，在进入今天的经文31-34节之前呢，我们还需要弄清楚一个问题，保罗在这里说的是什么，提到的这个既然是这样，这个这样是什么。
And there is a general answer and a specific answer that we must be aware of.
那么呢，这里有两个说法，一个是泛指，一个是特指。
First off, the general answer is that Paul is responding to everything that he has said so far in the book of Romans.
泛指的对象呢是保罗呢，他在回应呢他在罗马书迄今为止所涉及的各种各样的论点，也就是他从第一章到第八章三十节之前所提到的论据。
He's responding to every argument he's made from Romans chapter 1 all the way up to Romans chapter 8 verse 30.
所以他在回应呢他在说的这个对象呢是第一章到第八章三十节之前他所提到的这些论据。
And as a very quick summary of what Paul has been talking about, Paul has been teaching about our guilt before God, the fact that we are sinners and therefore deserve condemnation.
简单的说，到这一节为止呢，保罗教导的核心是人在上帝面前的罪和罪性，以及人所应当承受的咒诅和惩罚。
But then he talks about the grace that we have been given by God in Christ, even in the midst of our guilt, and even in the midst of being worthy of condemnation.
紧接下来呢，他就强调呢，虽然我们在罪里，虽然我们应该承受惩罚和这个咒诅，但是呢，我们在耶稣基督里，就是在神的恩典里。
Therefore, so far, that has been the main theme of Romans up to this point.Our guilt and the grace of God towards us in the midst of our guilt.
所以呢，到这一节为止呢，罗马书它所指的这个泛指就是人的罪和上帝对我们这些罪中之人的恩典。
But then there's a very specific context that Paul is talking about here that he may have even more clearly in mind, and that's everything that he has said so far just in Romans chapter 8, and specifically in Romans chapter 8, 28-30.
但如果我们从上下文的语境来看呢，这个特定的语境来看呢，保罗心目中所指的呢，也可以是第八章迄今为止的内容，特别是第八章28-30节的内容。
He has just said that God works all things for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose, and also that we have been foreknown, predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ, that we have been called justified, and that we will be glorified.
保罗说，我们晓得万事都相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。 就是按他的旨意被召的人。他又说，那些神预先所定下的人，他又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的又叫他们得荣耀。
Paul is responding to the general context of the book of Romans, our sin and God's grace, and the specific context of Romans 8, God's calling, justifying, and glorifying of those whom he predestined.
所以呢，保罗在这里泛指的呢，是整本罗马书迄今为止的论点，就是人的罪和上帝的恩典。那么他特指的呢，就是第八章迄今为止的论点，就是神呼召拣选的人，神称他们为义，又叫他们得荣耀。
Now that we know what Paul is responding to, what is Paul's response?
那么现在我们已经明确了，已经知道了保罗所说的具体的内容是什么。那么保罗这个反问句，保罗是怎么回应的呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
就是神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Now, first off, I want to say what this doesn't mean, because if we take this as some people have taken it, this may be very discouraging to us.
那么首先呢，我们要来看看保罗说的不是什么，因为这个呢，对于解经很重要，这是排除式解经，可以避免很多谬误。
Paul is not saying that no one will ever oppose us, that no one will ever be against us.
首先呢，保罗不是说没有人会反对我们。没有人会逼迫我们。
That's why I brought up the passage about Elisha early on.
所以呢，这才是我为什么提到以利沙的故事。
Because we must understand that clearly there are going to be people who are against us, just as there were people against Elisha.
那么因为呢，我们很清楚，肯定会有人反对我们，就像有人要反对以利沙一样。
But it didn't matter who was against him, for God was for him.
但是呢，有上帝帮助他，谁又能奈何得了他呢？
Similarly, for us, there will be people who will be against us.
那么对我们来说呢，一定会有人起来反对我们。
There will be people who oppose us.
那么会有人起来反对我们。
There are people who are going to be hostile to the gospel that we preach.
那么有人会反对我们所宣讲的福音，对福音充满敌意。
There are people who are going to be hostile to the will of God for us.
那么有人会对上帝的意志充满敌意。
But Paul's point here is that no one can successfully be against us.
那么保罗在这里说的是呢，不管这些人如何反对我们，他们都是徒劳无功的。
No one can successfully be against the will of God for our lives.
没有人能够反对和成功的反对上帝的意志，上帝的意志必然实现。
Therefore, we must realize that humans cannot be against us, for humans are created, and God has created them.
所以呢，我们要知道呢，人不能反对我们，不能抵挡我们，因为人是被造的，是被神造的，神是造人的。
But not only that, they are merely human beings. They are flawed, they are sinful.
那么不仅仅是因为他们是被造的，还因为他们是罪人，他们是有缺陷的罪人。
How could they possibly be against a God that is all-powerful, holy, and without sin?
那么人怎么能抵挡神呢？神是如此的有能力，如此的圣洁，而神没有罪。
Furthermore, even spiritual beings cannot successfully be against us.
还有呢，就是灵界的任何事物也不能胜过我们。
The spiritual being who is most often against us in Scripture is the devil.
那么在圣经里呢，神和神的百姓作对的，和我们作对的呢，是邪灵。这种邪灵呢，就是魔鬼。
He is the accuser of the brethren.
他是我们控告我们弟兄的。
He is the deceiver.
他是欺骗者、撒谎的人。
We'll be looking a little bit more into what it means for him to be the accuser of the brethren later in this passage. But we must know even now that even the devil, with all of his deceiving, cannot be against us when God is for us.
那么我们后面呢还会更深入的来探讨这个，来说一下 魔鬼作为控告者的这个作为。但是现在呢，我们先要知道，即便是魔鬼和他的谎言也没有办法战胜我们，因为上帝帮助我们。
He cannot thwart the will of God for our lives.
魔鬼不能挫败，不能阻挠上帝在我们生命中的意志。
At this point, I want to realize that in Romans 8:38 through 39, which is a little bit after this passage, at the very end of Romans 8, Paul speaks of how there is nothing that could possibly separate us from the love of Christ.
现在呢，我们再看一下我们今天经文的后面，也就是38和39节说什么。第八章这两节，最后这两节经文，保罗说到，没有任何事物能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And he's making a very similar argument here.
那么他在这里呢，实际上是做了一个类似的一个论据。
We can basically transpose the list that he gives us of things that can't separate us from the love of God to a list of things that cannot be against us.
他在这里呢，又告诉我们另外一个类似的论据。我们几乎可以把保罗在这段经文里所列举的隔绝我们和基督的爱的因素呢，和他之前列举的反对和迫害我们的人和事物呢，几乎可以等同起来。
And so we can confidently say that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to be against us if God is for us.
所以呢，我们可以充满信心地说，无论是生是死，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能抵挡我们，因为上帝帮助我们。
And then Paul moves on in verse 32 to make it clear to us that God is for us.
那么接下来，保罗在32节里面向我们清晰地证明神帮助我们。
And how does he do that?
他怎么证明呢?
He says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things?
他说,神既不爱惜自己的儿子,为我们众人舍了,岂不把万物和他一同白白地赐给我们吗?
Now this wording of how God gave Christ up for us all is showing that it was something he willingly did.
我们要特别注意保罗在这里的用词。神如何为我们舍了，就是放弃基督，意思就是说这个是神主动愿意做的。
This was not something that he just allowed.
这不是那些神允许发生的事情。
Christ's suffering and Christ's death on the cross, Christ's work here on earth was not just something that God allowed.
耶稣基督在十字架上受苦受死，耶稣基督在地上的工作，这些都不仅仅是神允许发生的事件。
It was in His will.
那么这个是上帝的意志。
He predestined for this to happen.
那么神是按这是神在他预定当中的先见。
We see in Acts 2:23 that Christ's suffering was according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, and in Acts 4:27-28 that it was God's hand and God's plan that predestined Christ's suffering.
我们从《使徒行传》第二章23节里面可以看到，耶稣基督受苦是按照神的定旨和神的先见，然后。在《使徒行传》第四章27-28节，我们又可以看到，是神的手和神的旨意所预定必有的事，就是耶稣基督受苦。
So we can know that when Christ suffered on the cross, this was God's plan.
所以我们知道，耶稣基督在十字架上受苦是神的定旨里的计划。
God's plan was that through Christ's suffering, through Christ's death,We would be redeemed.
那么上帝的计划是通过耶稣基督受苦，透过耶稣基督在十字架上的死，让我们得到救赎。
And it was intentional on his part.
这是神主动乐意而行的。
Not only was it intentional on the father's part, but it was also intentional on the son's part.
不仅是父主动愿意行的，也是子主动乐意行的。
We see in John 10:17 through 18, Christ says, "No one takes my life from me. I lay it down on my own behalf."
在约翰福音第十章十七到十八节，耶稣基督说：“没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。”
So not only does the Father will that Christ would suffer and die for our redemption, but also Christ himself is showing that he goes to the cross of his own volition.
所以我们因着耶稣基督受苦受死得到救赎，不单单是父的旨意，也是子的主动的意志。也就是说，耶稣基督走向十字架的时候，他是他自身的意志。
No one takes his life from him.
没有人夺取他的性命。
He does it of his own volition for the joy set before him so that he may redeem his people.
他这样做是他主动的意志，为了是他前面的喜乐，为着他的百姓得赎。
The Old Testament saints were often sure of God's care and power to protect them when they thought of all the wonderful ways that he had redeemed them. And they only had very physical and material understanding of God's salvation of them, such as when he redeems them from slavery, when he allows them to pass through the Red Sea on dry ground, and when he delivers them from the hand of their enemies.
旧约圣徒，也就是以色列百姓，往往呢十分清楚很明确地知道神对他们的关爱和保护的大能，他们都记得神在历史中各种奇妙的作为救赎他们的先祖和他们自己，他们对神的拯救有非常确实的甚至是亲身的体验和了解。比如说神把他们从埃及的奴役中赎买出来，又比如说神把红海的水两边分开，让他的百姓从干地里通过红海，比如说神从仇敌手中一次又一次地把他们解救出来。
When they think of that physical deliverance, they are often sure that God cares for them and God has power to protect them.
当人思想自己亲身经历的救赎，他们就能理解什么是神的护理和关爱，也确信神的大能足以保护他们。
How much more as we are New Testament believers who can look to the greatest display of power and love shown in Christ's suffering and death on the cross? How much more can we look to that and say, if God is willing to do that for us, how could anything possibly be against us?
我们这些新约时代的基督徒确切地知道耶稣基督在十字架上受苦受死所展示的大能和大爱，看到基督救赎的作为，我们岂不是更应该赞叹，既然神愿意为我们行如此的大事，还有什么能抵挡我们呢？
Now it is important to recognize what exactly the benefits of Christ's death are for us believers. For at the very end of verse 32, Paul says, "How will he not also with him graciously give us all things?"
现在我们要来了解基督的死为我们这些信他的人带来哪些具体的益处。充分理解这些益处呢十分重要，因为第三十二节的后半段，保罗说：“神岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？”
In Romans 8:17, a bit earlier on in Romans 8, we are told that we are co-heirs with Christ, and thus we receive the same inheritance as Christ.
在之前的罗马书第八章第十七节里，保罗说我们和基督同作后嗣，所以我们也和基督同得基业。
This means that just as Christ was raised, just as Christ has a glorified body, we will eventually be raised, and we will have glorified bodies.
这句话的意思就是说，正如基督从死里复活，又拥有荣耀的身体，我们将来也要从死里复活，我们也会有荣耀的身体。
Not only that, we will spend eternity in heaven with Christ.
不仅如此，我们将来要在神的国里和基督永远在一起。
That is our future inheritance, our future hope to look forward to.
这才是我们未来的基业，才是我们对未来的盼望。
However, we do not just have a future hope.
然而，我们不仅仅有对未来的盼望。
We have present hope as well.
我们也有今世的盼望。
In 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4, Peter talks about how we have been granted all things pertaining to life and godliness, and we have been given his precious and great promises.
在彼得后书第一章三到四节里，彼得论道，神已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，而且他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
That is something that we have now.
这是我们现在当下就已经拥有的。
That's why Jesus in the Gospels tells us that if we ask anything in his name, it will be given to us. That anything that is beneficial to us, anything that is beneficial for life and godliness today, now on earth is ours in Christ Jesus.
这就是为什么耶稣基督在福音里告诉我们，在他的名下，我们无论求什么，都会为我们成全。所有对我们有益处的，对我们的生命和敬虔有益处的，此时此刻，在耶稣基督里，都是我们的。
These are blessings that God has given us.
这些是神已经给我们的祝福。
And so when Paul says, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? He's saying not only do we have a future hope of things that God is going to give us, but also God gives to us now these wonderful blessings of everything that is needed for life and godliness.
这些是神已经给予我们的祝福。所以保罗说，神岂不也把万物和他就是基督一同白白的赐给我们。他其实是说，我们不但有神将来会给予我们的一切丰盛的盼望，我们还在神现今已经给予我们的一切奇妙的祝福里，好让我们今生在地上过敬虔的生活，为他而活。
Therefore, verse 32 is telling us that when we look at what God has done for us in Christ, we deserve only ruin and condemnation.
所以在第三十二节告诉我们，当我们看到神在耶稣基督里为我们所做的一切，我们就当思想我们原本本当应该受到的惩罚和毁灭的责怪。
And yet, out of his great love for us, he sent his son and sacrificed his son for us, even though we are deserving of only ruin and condemnation.
然而，虽然我们原本就该受到毁灭和咒诅，神如此的爱我们，他派他的儿子来，他为我们的缘故牺牲了自己的儿子。
So again, if he gave up his greatest possession for us, how will he not also give us all things that we need for life and godliness?
所以呢，再说一遍，如果神为我们舍了他最宝贵的儿子，他怎么会不舍得给我们地上生命和敬虔所需要的一切呢？
Therefore, this is Paul's first response.
这就是我刚才说的，保罗说的第一个要点的回应。
His second response is God's justification to acquit us in verse 33, where Paul says, Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
他的第二个回应是33节，神已经称我们为义，开示了我们。保罗说，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
And so Paul's point here is that only God has the right to bring a charge against us.
保罗在这里是说，只有神才有权利把我们送上被告席。
In Psalm 51:4, David says to God, Against you and you alone have I sinned.
在诗篇51篇第四节里，大卫对上帝说，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你。
So against God and God alone has David sinned.
所以上帝才是大卫犯罪的对象和唯独得罪的对象。
He's not saying that he hasn't sinned against anyone else.
这不是说大卫没有向他身边的其他人犯罪。
Rather, he's saying primarily he has sinned against God.
而是说他归根结底是对上帝犯了罪。
And not only that, but even though we do sin against other created beings, other humans, those humans are just as guilty as we are.
不但如此，不仅如此，虽然我们的确也对我们身边的受造的人类犯罪，但这些受造的人类和我们一样都有罪。
And therefore, they have no right to bring an accusation against us.
所以他们没有权利把我们推上被告席。
Only God has the right to bring an accusation against us.
只有神才有这个权利把我们推上被告席。
Not only is he fully aware, but he also knows that Christ, his son, suffered and died to answer all of those accusations that could possibly be brought against us.
不仅神知道，他还知道他儿子耶稣基督受苦和受死是为了这一切的谴责和指控。
And therefore, he goes on to say that God is the one who justifies.
所以呢，他才接着说，神才是那位按公义的审判者。
And how is it that God justifies us?
那么神又是如何按公义审判我们，又称我们为义的呢？
Through Christ's death on the cross.
是透过基督耶稣在十字架上的死。
Not only did Christ take upon himself our sin and the wrath as the punishment our sin deserves, but through his death he gives us his righteousness.
基督不仅承担了我们的罪，而我们和我们的罪理当承受的惩罚，而且透过他的死，基督把他的义给了我们。
Therefore, when we stand before the judge, when we stand before God, not only is it true that our sins have been covered over and therefore we are not guilty, but also we have positive righteousness before Him because we have been clothed with the righteousness of Christ.
所以，当我们站在审判台前，当我们站在上帝的面前，我们不单单是我们的罪得到遮盖和涂抹。以致我们在神的面前被看作无罪，而且呢，因着我们穿戴了基督耶稣的义，我们在神面前就有了积极正面的义。
So when God sees us, He pronounces us just because He sees us clothed in the righteousness of Christ.
所以当神看到我们的时候，他就宣告我们为义，因为他看到的是我们穿戴的基督的义。
God has already justified us.
神已经称我们为义了。
When we believed in Christ, when we put our faith in Christ, we were justified then and there.
神已经称我们为义了。当我们相信耶稣基督，当我们把信心放在基督身上，我们就此称义了。
Therefore, any accusation that comes against us ever since then, we can say that accusation has already been paid for in God's Son.
所以呢，从那个时候起，神的儿子已经付清了我们所有的控告我们的罪债，我们已经被称义了。
We've already been justified.
我们已经被称义了。
There's nothing left for this accusation to hold against us.
再没有什么能够控告我们。
It's been answered in Christ.
这些在耶稣基督里都被解决了。
And as an encouragement, I want to recognize that not only now do we know that no accusation can rightly be brought against us, but in the future, no accusation will be able to be brought up against us at all.
令人鼓舞的是，我们看到不仅现在没有任何指控能够控告我们，而且将来也没有能够控告我们的。
In Revelation 12:10-11, John talks about how the devil, the accuser of the brethren, will ultimately be cast down by God in a dazzling display of God's salvation, power, and kingdom.
在启示录十二章十到十一节里面，使徒约翰说，那个在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，终要被摔下去。这个就体现了我们的神的救恩能力国度并他基督的权柄。
And so we know that in the future, not only will no accusation be able to stand against us, but the great accuser of the brethren will be cast down.
所以我们知道在未来不仅没有任何指控可以诋毁我们，而且连那个指控我们弟兄的那个指控者都没有办法站立在我们面前。
No accusation will even be able to be brought up against us, much less stand against us.
不但没有指控能够抵挡我们，就是连那个指控者都不能诋毁我们。
Let that be an encouragement to you.
让这个大家为此受到鼓励。
Not only can an accusation not stand against us now, but in the future, no accusation will ever be brought against us.
所以呢，是不但呢，现在啊，没有指控能够抵挡我们，就是连指控者都没有办法在我们面前站立。
Therefore, this is Paul's second response.
这是保罗的第二个回应。
And his final response is God's Son to intercede for us. In verse 34, where Paul says, Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us.
他的最后一个回应是第三十四节，神的儿子为我们祈求说情。保罗说，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
He starts off saying, "Who is to condemn?"
他一上来就问，谁能定他们的罪呢？
Who can condemn us?
谁能控告我们呢？
This harkens back to what he has already said in Romans 8, especially what he started Romans chapter 8 off with in verse 1.
这让我们想起第八章第开头的第一句话。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
保罗说，现如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
Therefore, Paul has already made this point that there is no condemnation for us.
所以保罗在这里说得很清楚，没有人能谴责我们。
When he brings up the question, who is to condemn, he's already answered that in verse 1.
当他在这里问谁能控告我们呢？他已经在第一节里面就做了回答。
No one is to condemn, for who could possibly condemn us?
没有人能谴责我们，哪里可能有人谴责我们呢？
God is the only one.
神是唯一的一位。
God is the judge.
神是那个审判者。
He is the one who can possibly judge us.
他才是那位审判我们的。
And yet, what does he do?
那么他是如何审判我们的呢？
He does not condemn us, but rather vindicates us.
他没有谴责我们，而是替我们辩护。
He goes on to say, Christ Jesus is the one who died.
他接下来就说，有耶稣基督已经死了。
This is important because, as I've said so far, in his death, he took upon himself the punishment for our sin.
这一点非常重要。我之前说过，就为着耶稣基督的死，他背负了我们的惩罚。
And therefore, through his death, any punishment, any condemnation for our sins that could possibly be applied to us was instead applied to Christ.
所以，透过耶稣基督的死，那些所有的本该落在我们身上对罪的惩罚和谴责，都落在了耶稣基督的身上。
All our sins have already been condemned in Christ.
我们的一切的罪和该受的惩罚在耶稣基督里面都得到了完满的实现。
Christ was condemned for our sins in our place.
耶稣为了我们的缘故，为了我们的罪受到了谴责。
Therefore, no one is to condemn because of Christ's death on the cross.
所以耶稣在十字架上的死，因着他的死，信他的人不再受任何谴责。
He goes on and says Christ was raised.
那么保罗接着说，耶稣从死里复活。
By his resurrection, Christ conquered death for us.
透过耶稣基督的复活， 基督为我们战胜了死亡。
Therefore, keeping with the theme of this passage, not even death can be against us if God is for us.
所以经文是围绕着这个主题展开的，就是神若帮助我们，就连死亡也无法抵挡我们。
And we know this because we know that we have a future resurrection to look forward to.
我们非常清楚地明白这一点，因为我们有复活，未来复活的盼望。
Even when we die, we will still live.
哪怕我们死了，我们也仍将活着。
We will be resurrected.
我们要从死里复活。
Even death cannot possibly be against us if God is for us.
所以，即便是死亡也不能奈何我们，因为神帮助我们。
Christ's resurrection, in Paul's argument, is also an assurance to us that Christ's death on the cross actually did what it was supposed to do.
保罗的论点当中，基督的复活对我们来说是一个保障和一个确据，也就是说，基督死在十字架上，实际上是成就了他本身的计划。
The fact that he was not only crucified, but also raised, gives us assurance of the fact that his death actually accomplished our salvation and accomplished our redemption.
耶稣在十字架上受苦，在十字架上受死的这个事实，实际上就是一个确据，就是我们在他的这个死当中，我们得到了救赎和赎买，这就是我们的救恩。
And then Paul moves on again to say Christ is at the right hand of God.
保罗又接着说，基督现今在神的右边。
And what does this mean for us?
这对我们意味着什么呢？
Christ being at the right hand of God is a position of authority and power.
耶稣在神的右边，就意味着他拥有所有的权力和能力。
Therefore, know that Christ has ascended, and he is now in a position of authority and power with the Father.
所以我们要知道耶稣升天的意义，基督已经升天，他现在拥有父神的一切的权力和能力。
Christ ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father to show that he rules his church from heaven.
基督升上高天，坐在父神的右边，他从天上治理掌管他的教会。
He is the head of his church, and he is the one through whom the Father governs all things.
耶稣基督是他教会的头，父神透过他掌管世间的万物。
Paul finishes by saying, who indeed is interceding for us.
保罗在这节的末尾说，他也替我们祈求。
Christ is interceding on our behalf.
耶稣基督为我们的缘故向父求情。
This reminds us of a passage in Hebrews 7:25, where the author of Hebrews says that Christ is our great high priest.
我们由这句话想到希伯来书第七章第二十五节。希伯来书的作者说，基督是我们永远的大祭司。
And he tells his audience that Christ always lives to make intercession on our behalf.
希伯来书的作者告诉他的听众，耶稣基督他是永远活着的，替他们祈求。
This is another benefit of Christ's resurrection for us.
这是耶稣从死里复活给我们带来的另一个益处。
The fact that Christ has been raised means that he always lives to make intercession for us.
耶稣从死里复活，这个事实意味着他永远活着，为我们求情。
He is alive, and therefore can continually make intercession for us.
他永远活着，所以他才能不间断地为世世代代的圣徒祈求。
Therefore, take heart, for not only do we need not fear condemnation and accusation,But we need not fear anything if God is for us.
所以呢，想到这些，我们就该振作起来，因为我们无需害怕这个世界的控告者和他们的指控，而且我们也无需有任何的担心，因为神帮助我们。
God's power to protect us, His justification to acquit us, and His Son to intercede for us completely assures us that God is for us.And nothing could possibly be against us.
神的大能护卫着我们，他称我们为义，开示我们，他的儿子为我们祈求，这一切都彻底完全地向我们保证，若神帮助我们，没有任何人和事物能够抵挡我们。
In conclusion, I want to read a parallel passage to Romans 8:31-34, namely Isaiah 50:7-9, that will pick up on many of the themes that we have in this passage today, and that I hope will encourage you as you go about your day.
作为结束语，我想为大家读一段与罗马书第八章31-34节平行的经文，就是以赛亚书50:7-9，这段经文向我们展示了与我们今天在罗马书里读到的经文相同的主题和场景。我希望大家带着这个经文，带着这个经文的认知离开教会，进入世界。
Isaiah 50:7-9 says, "But the Lord God helps me."
以赛亚书50:7-9说，主耶和华必帮助我。
Therefore, I have not been disgraced.
所以我不抱愧。
Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame.
我硬着脸面好像坚实，我也知道我也不致羞愧。
He who vindicates me is near.
称我为义的与我相近。
Who will contend with me?
谁与我争论？
Let us stand up together.
可以与我一同站立。
Who is my adversary?
谁与我作对？
Let him come near me.
可以就近我来。
Behold, the Lord God helps me.
看哪，耶和华主要帮助我。
Who will declare me guilty?
谁能定我有罪呢？
Behold, all of them will wear out like a garment.
看哪，他们像衣服渐渐旧了。
The moth will eat them up.
为蛀虫所咬。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our merciful God, who is pleased to condescend to speak to us through your word,
亲爱的天父，我们在天的父啊，你愿意用你的话语，把你的话语降在我们的心里。
Grant us all grace that we may not be mere hearers of your word, but doers also.
主啊，在你的恩典里面，求你给我们信心，不但是一个听众，而且更重要的是把你的话行出来。
Give us the grace of your Holy Spirit that we may believe what has been proclaimed to us.
父啊，求你把你的圣灵放在我们的心里。
May we bring glory and honor to your name in all that we do.
求你给我们信心，好让我们行在这世界里，好荣耀你，把一切荣耀归于你。
As you conform us to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
在你的恩典中，求你给我们信心，让我们越来越像你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督。
All of this, gracious Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ.
这一切我们以我们长兄耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.